Preparing for an I-601 hardship waiver is one of the most challenging cases that immigration attorneys are called upon to handle. Yet, surprisingly, many immigrants attempt to prepare and present their waiver applications alone, without a lawyer. That's a bad idea. Hi, I'm Carlos Spatara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Although I feel presenting your hardship case alone without legal counsel is a big gamble, here are 8 tips to help you if you choose to take this risk. First, do not underestimate the responsibility for properly organizing your case. Second, do not minimize the difference between showing ordinary hardship versus showing extreme hardship. Third, tie your evidence to the hardship that will be suffered of your qualifying relatives. As an aside, be sure to know who your qualifying relatives are. Fourth, document all, not just part, of the hardship to be suffered by your qualifying relatives. Fifth, do not present your evidence as a random collection of facts, photos, and documents. Six, do not overlook the significance of community service. Just be sure to tie it, as noted in item number 3, to the hardship of your qualifying relatives. Seventh, show and tell your immigrant story and your qualifying relatives' hardship story, but do not exaggerate. Be genuine, be authentic. The immigration officer will deem your presentation as more credible. Eighth, last but not least, if you seek non-attorney advice, for instance from a notario, be cautious about their representations about their success rates. That's it. 8 tips to help you handle your hardship case on your own. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.